Southwest Michigan has a large theater scene, but if you want to find underground or experimental theater, the options aren't as plentiful. Western Michigan student Nicholas Thornton is trying to change that. Tonight, his Metallic Mannequin Theater Company will premiere Monday, a performance that's not quite a play, but not a dance either. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg explains.
When you ask the cast and crew of Mondy to describe their show, the answers end up all over the place.
At one point, Mondy was just a lot of cue cards on tape to my bedroom wall.
When he came to me, he explored it more, and he came to me with this idea of like a bucket and pennies and like this like game, and he was like explaining this to me, and I was so confused but really interested.
The easiest way to describe it is just saying that it's like a dance thing almost, but also adding that it's not strictly dancing. I would describe it as a couple caught at an intersection between love and anxiety and what transpires.
That was director Nicholas Thornton and performers Nick Petrelli and Natalie Burdick. The reason no one can quite agree is because Mondy is a movement piece. It's a silent performance that tiptoes the line between acting and dance with a story that's very much up to audience interpretation. Mondy does have a rough outline, though. It's an original piece by Thornton that shows a single romantic relationship from the first meeting through all the joys and anxieties that follow. Here's how Burdick explains it.
If you could put a relationship into purely movement and watch, like, you know, the rough patches, like the really gritty stuff, and see it exemplified through movement and without words, that's what you'd be watching.
It sounds a little confusing, but when you watch the performance, it makes sense. Silhouetted by a single spotlight, the two performers and Mondy float across the stage. They're not doing pirouettes, though. The movements are less fancy. It's a lot of running, jumping, hand-holding, even splashing water. Nick Petrelli says creating those movements was collaborative. It involved a lot of improvisation and trial and error before it felt natural.
I think that it's important that the actions that the actors are doing are somewhat true to them. So I think that was Nick's idea in making us do all these improv exercises to find things that we use to express certain things so that it would just feel more natural to us and that it would make a better piece.
Because these movements are so simple and symbolic, Thornton says, he can't wait until he has an audience to interpret them in whatever way it can.
This kind of theater is very, very open for people to project their own experiences onto it. So the play isn't really even complete until the audience gets in and they're the kind of third factor. There's a story and then the performers and then the audience, because without the audience, obviously there's no theater, but they also contribute so much to their own experience of it.
And while Thornton says he loves the theater scene in Kalamazoo, he wants more experimentation. That's where Mondy comes in.
And I felt like it would be really interesting to see how the community responded. I feel like there's a really young arts community and a young kind of this scene that goes to underground music and this kind of Vine neighborhood crowd that I really hope to bring in for this, because Kalamazoo has so many different theater audiences it serves, and I feel like this college age generation hasn't found their theater yet. And I think to sustain the work that we're all doing in the theater, we need to figure out how to appeal to that demographic.
You can see Mondy beginning tonight at 9 and 10:30 p.m. in the basement of Kalamazoo's First Congregational Church. You can see links and showtimes at our website, WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.